Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Aaron Rodgers on the possibility of playing at Soldier Field as former owner.
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play. And I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, Packers did. And since J Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to, but
I don't think Aaron gets to say, can we let bygones be bygones, when he said that,
man.
That ish at the Fanatics Festival. Remember when he said that stuff?
The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year.
One.
We added this guy and that guy. And we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh, man.
Screw you.
He talked about them as we.
Yes.
Right? Packers fans, we know that, right?
And the top text here on 670 The Score is this, quote, God, I hate this man. So Aaron's not going to be able to politic his way into anything but hate in this town.
No.
I have known you since you were a boy, so I think I have the requisite experience and insight to aver that you are and always have been penis cancer. In human form.
I hate everything about you.
I don't know, Aaron Rodgers is kind of an ass, right? I don't know.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and it's a Thursday, and that means that Dave Wannstedt's going to be on the show at 5 o'clock. That's going to be hilarious and entertaining and educational. Mark Grody has got a Bears report for us at 4, and there's other stuff that we need to discuss, like Shota Imanaga still being a Cub and whether or not that was the plan. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Aaron Rodgers practiced with a small stabilizing brace on the left wrist, Lawrence, but that's not your biggest football news of the day. Jalen Johnson, a full participant today at Bears practice. Kyler Gordon limited, Tyreek Stevenson limited. The linebackers again did not practice, but once again, this is not a drill. Jalen Johnson, a full participant, as was Jaquan Brisker. So it should be an interesting weekend for the secondary, no?
There's no doubt about that. That could be a whole lot of fun. Speaking of the Bears, we're giving away two tickets to our live broadcast from 2 to 6 on December 4th in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Studio with special guest Matt Forte. So stick around. because Matt Forte is going to be hosting and then signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. We've got two passes for you. So if you're caller 6 or 7, when you hear this,
Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence.
You should call 312-540-0670.
Yes,
sir. The next time you hear it.
Yeah, the next,
not right now.
Not that time. This was a time that you heard it, but don't do it next time. Got you. Locked and loaded.
So the Bulls did it to me again, Speaks.
Dude, I thought of you last night, and I thought of you this morning, because you had an impassioned segment the other day when we were talking about the Bulls and Denver, where you said, I can't do this. What is it, 59 more times? Is that how many times you got to do it?
It was 69 more times at the time, so okay. 68 more times now.
So you can't do this 68 more times, or 69, because they did it to you again last night. They were up big, and then they were not, and then they charged back, and there was craziness at the end. And you were awake for all of it, weren't you? They don't care about you.
Well, again, the good thing is mountain time. So that's great. And I planned it out. I went to dinner downtown. I didn't plan on driving through a hailstorm, but I did that. And I was like, this is perfect. This time's out great. The show's over. I'm going to go in one of my favorite spots, and I'm going to go have dinner. And then by the time I get back, I can kind of get ready, settle in, and watch some Bulls basketball.
Speaks, I've got something here. Lawrence taking his vacation to coincide with the Bulls' West Coast-ish adjacent trip.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I think Lawrence may have Bulls fever. It's okay. You could just tell us that next time. I got Bulls fever. I'm going to see him.
There was a part of me that thought about flying to Salt Lake City Sunday night, but no.
Well, that's the same part of you that thought about going to see the White Sox and the Colorado Rockies when the chase for the chaser disgrace was going
that's
on.
That's different. The Bulls are viable. The White Sox, that was just a lark. But I was hoping that they'd be in Phoenix, but they are not.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, Bulls fever makes you go west. Can we back up for a second? Again, Jared Payton coming up in like 10 or 12 minutes. We got to talk to him. And we got to talk about the Bulls. But did you say hailstorm in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I did.
How's that even possible?
The weather here has been bizarre. It's been very strange. Most of the time it's been sunny and 70 degrees, which is exactly what one would expect in Phoenix in November/December, right? But every day that I've been here, it's been like Miami, where it's rained a portion of every day, and then it's like, oh no, everything's fine. So like right now, like, it's gorgeous outside, but there was a hailstorm last night. I was lucky that I actually went downtown instead of where I'm staying, and I avoided the hailstorm, but it looked shut down the highway.
I forgot that hail doesn't need cold.
Right.
Right? Like, it's just kind of like a weird scientific reaction. I should ask my eighth grader. He could probably explain it to me. But yeah, you don't have to be cold to get hail. That's kookiness.
Yeah, man, it was wild. But then I made it back here, and I'm watching the Bulls, and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be one of those games where I have to stay through it. And then you stay through it, and you're rewarded with a Bulls win. But Spiegs, the last 5 minutes of that game was anarchy. It was straight up anarchy. You're watching these guys. It felt like guys who had never played basketball before were playing at the professional level. There were terrible shot takes. There were non-makes. You'd be like, what? There were passes to the bench. There was no people not understanding time and situation. There were throwing the ball. Like the Kobe White play just made me laugh because I know exactly what he was thinking. There was a jump ball with, I think, like 2:30 left to go. And they win the tip, and he's got it, and he's trying to pass it ahead to what he thinks is going to be Vooch going to the basket, and Vooch is just standing there, so he ends up just throwing it to the Trailblazers.
Man.
Like, and they were like, oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Well, Billy was pissed after the game. Like, they win the game, but Billy was pissed because, like, Vooch hits the game winner, one of 855 in the history of NBA basketball that have beaten the buzzer, team to come from behind or tied to win the game as the buzzer goes off. That's crazy. There's only been 855. But Vooch wins the game, but Billy didn't like the way they played at all, and he said so afterwards.
You know, the reality of the game was they just crashed the glass and ran through us in the fourth quarter. You know, and I thought the game changed. Jeremy Grant made a three, and then Avia came back and made a three, and I called timeout, and that kind of gave them a little bit of life. And then after that, I just didn't think that we did the things necessary on both ends of the floor, quite honestly. And that part was disappointing. You know, I'm happy Vooch made the shot. It was great, but, you know, that's not really sustainable basketball, in my opinion. And, you know, that's how we lost to Cleveland. And it's kind of how we ended up losing to San Antonio.
Wow. Yes. Yes. We were at that San Antonio game when Wemby was the hero. Then they did it to Cleveland again. So he's keeping score. I like that the coach is keeping score and calling them out. I love it.
Their margin for error is so thin. And they were lucky last night because Portland got real dumb in the last 2 minutes of the game. Like the choices that were made, and then they missed free throws. Like they got real dumb, and the Bulls were able to take advantage of it. But that's why I question them as a legitimate playoff team. I think it's possible that they find themselves, and I get it, that the East is weak, that you've got a bunch of teams that have ACL or Achilles injuries that they're keeping their stars off the court. I get that. There is room for people to move up, and maybe the Bulls can be one of those teams. But until we see consistency out of Modest, and that's, to me, is the next mile marker. It has to be, because I kind of know what Josh Giddey is, although Giddey didn't have a great night as a scorer.
No, he only had 9 points. I don't know how much of that was due to Kobe being out there as much as he was and kind of deferring to Kobe. They're going to figure some of that out.
He did a nice job as a distributor. What do you have, 15 assists, I think, in the game?
Yeah.
But that type of stuff is, they need someone that is going to step forward. I know that Kobe's capable of doing it occasionally. But like to Marshall's point, for them to get to 45 wins, I just don't see it. I do think them being competitive, and we're only talking about the difference between three games, but I think them being competitive as like the seventh seed is a real possibility for them. And seeing them at 42, somewhere they're going to be where they kind of always have been, somewhere between 38 and 42 wins.
Well, here's what we know in the short term. They are watchable, man. Like,
very.
Like Barry Rosner writes readable books. Like yesterday was a listenable segment. The Bulls play a very watchable brand of basketball right now. Like they are, they're interesting. It's frenzied at times. It's chaotic at times, like you're talking about, but the effort is there. And, you know, it's funny. We've made the corollary between the way that Ben Johnson is trying to coach up Caleb Williams and the way that Billy Donovan has tried to coach up Matas Buzelis. You see, last night, he had somebody at the scorer's table to go get Modest within the first 2 minutes of the game. He didn't like the way that Modest was playing. And as soon as he was able to get Modest out, he didn't go back in until the second quarter. Like, Billy is coaching the kid who needs to become a star incredibly hard. And that makes it, I don't know, man, I just respect the hell out of it. Makes it even more interesting to me to watch.
I respect it, too. It's what he did last year, and I think it played a big role in allowing Modest to develop, and now we'll see what the ceiling to that development is with him. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with our friend, Jared Payton. We love talking with JP, and there's a lot for us to talk about, including how JP feels about Aaron Rodgers and whether he wants to see him on the field and whether bygones can be bygones, Speaks.
Ha!
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that's a thing. But it wouldn't be the first time that Aaron Rodgers said something that wasn't a thing. Back after this on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you
doing? Going?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown, Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
And finally, in case you missed it, Saturday in the Class 8A quarterfinals between Mount Carmel and Lincoln Way East, the Rabbits stole the show. Officials had trouble kind of catching the little guy chasing the rabbit all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. It eventually ran off, and people in the stands, though, they were cheering for it the whole time.
Uh-oh, we've got a rabbit. Don't know if his name's Bugs, but he's out there, and they're trying to corral him, if you will. And we have some good speed here. And now he will head to the end zone.
I don't know how they planned
it. He gets in for the touchdown.
The Jared Payton Show today. Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love it when we get the opportunity to talk with JP about what's going on in his life, what's going on with the Bears. And he joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. JP, thanks for joining us. Let's start with something easy and non-controversial. How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers?
Not a fan. Not a fan. I think, man, it's just Lawrence speaks. It just goes back to, you know, what you're accustomed to, right? I mean, throughout the years of watching him in Green Bay, man, it always leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And so I did want to say this. It's funny that you start out like this because Tuesday when I was talking with Mully and Hall, like, Hall tried to, like, get me to flip, being like, yeah, you don't want to play Aaron Rodgers. You know you don't want to. And I kind of, like, pushed back a little bit and, like, got on his side. But after I thought about it, I got off the phone. I'm like, dog, you want to – that's who you want to beat. You want to play the best, or you want to play a rival. And it just – it makes it that much sweeter once you win. And, listen, I had to go resort back to my playing days. I don't care who it is that you got to play. Like, you got to line up and play. I don't care how good they are. Having the opportunity to be able to beat those people that have caused you a lot of pain throughout the years always feels good.
Yeah, I think you want to beat him. I mean, I know that I want to beat him. I don't want to take the easier way out, but there's always reason to be afraid. You know what I was reminded of by a texter just a little while ago? September 2018, Khalil Mack's debut game when he was just awesome in the first half, including a pick six on an injured Aaron. And Aaron was hurt, and the Bears went up 20-0 in the second half, and we were all celebrating. And then Aaron came back and just got rid of the ball faster and threw three touchdowns in the second half, and they beat the Bears 24-23. I forgot about that game until this text reminded me, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off that I'm even remembering. What? What, Jared? What? What?
He didn't have gray hair back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He got gray hair. He ain't moving like he used to move. Listen, I get it. Totally understand. I understand that we go back to those times and we remember those times. I get it. But, yeah, I think it's, for me, it's not really the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's just really the Steelers. Like, the Steelers, I don't know. I hope they don't scare me. I'm just going to say that. So I look at how the schedule is, like, playing out for Ben Johnson and his squad, man. And, I mean, I just feel like it's playing out for them. And if you would have told me that at the beginning of the season when I looked at it, you know, some of these games just down the, even over the last four games that I had as losses, they got as wins. And I don't care how you do it. It's, you got to find ways to win. And that's what this football team has done. And it hasn't been pretty. It's not always going to be pretty, but you also have to, you know, go back and look at that. This is Ben's first year. They're trying to figure this thing out. The offense is trying to figure who they are. Caleb's trying to still, you know, progress and get better as a quarterback. And you know, you got injuries to key players on your defense, and you still are finding ways to do it. And they're taking away the ball too. I mean, that it's everything is going right. And sometimes you just got to ride the wave and with a season. And, you know, everybody wants to talk about, you know, postseason and playoffs. And I love how Ben is approaching this thing. He's like, we still got a long way to go, and rightfully so, but shoot, I didn't have you with seven. I didn't have them at seven wins at this point when you looked at the schedule. And so they proved me wrong, and they're proving everybody wrong, a lot of people wrong outside of that locker room. So hats off to the guys and how hard they've worked, and to have to feed off of their head coach, who has truly sent a vibe, the mentality, the way that he goes about his business. It seems like guys are all bought in. And to me, it's not only just about now, it's about the future and what is in store for, you know, years to come here with Ben Johnson at the helm. That's what excites me the most. It's not just about this season. Yeah, it's awesome to win. I hate watching the Bears lose. It makes me upset every time the Bears lose. So to see that the Bears are having success, this is what you want in a foundation for the future, which I think is super bright.
I'm always amazed at who is in your Rolodex because of the incredible programming that you put together. And you're working on some of the stuff for the Super Bowl shows right now. Go ahead, Lawrence. I was going to add, like, how have you ever interacted with Mike Tomlin?
I have not interacted with Mike Tomlin. That is someone that I would love to talk to, but the year that Cam Hayward won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, we were at the commissioner's party, and him and his wife were standing there, and people were talking to him, and I got a chance to walk up to him and just tell him who I was. And by the time I said Payton, he, you know, that handshake, and then when that person, the other person, grabs your elbow and like is like, oh, he was like, man, we are so honored. He was just talking about how honored they were to have Cam have the patch and win the award. And so he's nothing but gracious, and sat there and talked to me for about 5 minutes. So super excited about that. I'm actually in Atlanta right now. I'm just leaving Athens because I did an interview with Brad Johnson, and he's competing in a Papa Shot contest tonight and for a national title. He's going up against rivals that he's been playing against for years. And I got a chance to go to his house. He also does trick shots on TikTok, but I also got a chance to sit down with him, interview him, and then we're going to shoot that tonight for Legends of the Big Game. So the last 3 weeks, I went to San Francisco to do Jerry Rice. Last weekend, I was in Miami. I sat down and interviewed Michael Irvin at the Miami game, and then this is the last one with Brad Johnson. So I've been on a crazy 15 day. I haven't stopped working in 15 days. So it's been crazy.
Wow. Michael Irvin at the Miami game. I think of him a lot. You know why I think of Michael Irvin a lot? Because he described wide receiver in the perfect way. And when I saw the AJ Brown stuff, I thought about it again. Like the psychological profile of the wide receiver. You're at the most independent spot physically on the field, but you are the most dependent upon other people to involve you in the play. And so Everything in your profile is screaming, look at me, look at me, look at me. It just makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Caught your ear, and not Brad Johnson doing Papa Shot?
That did.
I knew that would get Lawrence. I knew that would get Lawrence as soon as I said Papa Shot, man, because just the competitor that he is, and all these guys, they all have something. Their work ethic, all three guys that I've sat down and talked to, especially with Jerry Rice. I mean, you don't hear from him that often, so to have a half hour to sit down and talk football with him and how he got to where he got, come from Mississippi Valley State, like you can't walk away from an interview and not be energized and say, like, I can do more. And I think about it all the time. Today I was just thinking about today's the anniversary of my dad rushing for 275. The OG flu game is today, back in 77.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Tanny, did you know that?
Touchdown, Chicago. Walter Payton. Payton. Walter Payton. Walter Payton.
Well, there's the rushing record. Walter Payton becomes the all-time single-game rushing leader. 275 yards for Walter Payton.
23 yes, years. 23 years that record stood, Jarrett. That's amazing.
I mean, just with like 103 degree temperature and like not feeling well, everybody's telling him not to play, and he went out and had his best output when you look at numbers-wise. He carried the ball 40 times with the flu. Carrying the ball 20 times in a football game, 25 times, is crazy. 40 when you're not feeling well, and to perform like that shows me, I don't care how you're feeling. Get up, go to work, do what you got to do. If he can carry the ball 40 times, I can get up and do what I got to do today.
No doubt about that. When you look at the Bears and their success and the win against the Vikings last week, and now they're getting ready for Pittsburgh, what are the things that you think are key for them to continue to grow and maybe be a team that people will be afraid of in December and hopefully January?
I think on the offensive side, Lawrence, it's continuing to run the football, control the game on the ground. That's where they've had the most success. And since the bye week, that's what's been so evident, that they found a way to be able to run the football. And the crazy thing to me is that they still – the passing game hasn't really flourished off of that. You would think with the play action, the ability of Caleb, that we would see some, I would say, more explosive plays down the football field. But you know what? That's this game script sometimes, and what happens is just one person missing a block here and there, you taking your eyes off down the field, you can miss a read, miss a throw. We've seen all that stuff. I think keep establishing the running game, especially at this time of the season, as we start getting into the colder months, and then some more explosive plays down the football field offensively. Defensively, they really do just have to – Dennis Allen's just got to find some more creative ways to get after quarterbacks. We know that they have the instinct to take the football away, which we've seen. They can do that. You got to find ways at this time to get after the quarterback. They're not good when they're on their backs or they're running for their lives, right? I mean, that's what you want. So if they can do that on both sides of the football, man, because that's where I'm watching this matchup on Sunday. It's really in the trenches between this Bears offensive line and that defensive line from the Steelers. Can they move guys back? Can they find ways to control that game? I remember, weren't we talking about combo blocks? I feel like we were talking about combo blocks and duo blocks a long time ago. Like it was a long time ago. Can they keep doing that and getting after it? Because now you got to find a way to put 8-9 men in the box. And then that gives you the opportunity to be able to take those shots with the one-on-one matchups on the outside. And if they can do that, keep the game simple. And I know everybody wants to see, I do too, the progression of Caleb. And I feel like we're watching him grow. And it might not be at the pace that everybody is hoping, but he is growing. He is going to grow from this season and what he's learned from Ben. And to me, it's only going to get better. But I always believe that this season was about running the football and taking the ball out of his hands and really, giving him those opportunities where you got to be able to make plays and hit a shot down the field when you need to. And he'll get better at that. But run the football. And you keep the other team's offense off the field. And you also got to be able to score, too, when you get down there. You can't just settle for field goals. You got to score points.
Jarrett Payton, you're the best, man. We appreciate you. Safe travels, happy travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Yeah, the Bears, the number one rushing offense in the NFL since their bye week. Number one. And as we taught Matt Forte the other day, number one in expected yards per carry. That modern stat to help you understand the offensive line, Lawrence, is doing its job. Big old space for every running back.
When we come back, the Cubs got some splaining to do. Spiegs, because I think now people around baseball are going, hey, what happened
here
with the Shota Imanaga thing? And I wonder if they should be catching more hell than they're catching. We'll talk about all of it next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.